Febsy Turkup, the gadget detective who's here. How are you, Febs?
Morning. Bless you. I'm good, thank you.
It's all about Google this week, then.
Well, it is, because they had an event and they just announced a shedload of hardware again. And
shedload?
Yes.
A high-tech shedload.
It was actually a shed. They brought it out and unveiled everything within it. Yeah. But interesting, and I see a lot of gadgets, but what makes me happiest is when technology from science fiction becomes real. You know, we saw it with, the Star Trek communicator. I'm still waiting for the transporter.
And the device that does injections by air pressure and all of those things that came from sci-fi. Yeah. Now we get something that's straight out of The Hitchhiker's Guide for the Galaxy.
Yeah, so those that know the Babel fish, which was this fish that you could stick in your ear and it would do translation of any language for you, Google have announced a pair of wireless earbuds that pair with a high-end Google smartphone or any high-end Android phone, and it will allow instant translation from 40 languages into English. So you just pop them in your ears. They're real product. I mean, you can order it today. They'll deliver it next month. And it just does a translation. It's a little bit like Apple's AirPods, in terms of, small little buds that fit in your ears. But The smarts of it is in the smartphone, so Google's Smart Assistant, which is their equivalent to, Apple's Siri or Amazon's Alexa. But it does that. And actually, there were a few people working on this technology from different companies, but it seems that Google have beaten them to the punch. So,
does this mean if they start using this at the European Commission, that members of the Commission can be horrified in real time at what Nigel Farage is saying to them?
Well, I think they already are, but it's done by human beings, that, isn't it?
No, but seriously, I mean, is it going to do away with learning languages, I wonder?
That's an interesting question. I think most of us don't learn languages already, but I think the languages will persist. But learning foreign languages, of course, I guess will become less important. At the moment, you can't rely upon the machine translation completely. But, this is a first step. And, in the years to come, we will see near-perfect translation. For translation to be near-perfect, the artificial intelligence, has to understand what is being said. It cannot just rely on the
grammatical and that depends on a lot of variables. People speak at different speeds. They speak with different clarity. They put emphasis on different syllables of words. I wonder how it's going to cope with that.
Yeah, but artificial intelligence is already used in all these things. I mean, look at the fact that when you've got, voice entry where you've got speech to text, it's having to understand what you say. Because when you and I speak, if you don't catch a word that I say completely, you use you use your understanding of the context. You use your understanding of the context of the conversation to be able to, your mind will just unconsciously even fill in the gaps. You're not aware that you haven't heard everything. For a machine to do the same, it must have some understanding of what's being said. And the same for text-to-speech. So when you've got Alexa reading an ebook, text-to-speech, again, if it understands what's being said, it helps it pronounce it correctly. So those are the new, that's the new Google Babel fish, I'm calling it. That's not its official name, but available to order now.
Look, I think this could be refined and could be very good within a couple of years. I was interviewing earlier this week somebody I respect enormously, an American investigative journalist called Linda Moulton Howe. I was speaking to her for my Unexplained podcast earlier this week. And she was talking with me and I was talking with her about the march of technology and how it is advancing faster than the ordinary members of the public, people who read the papers, are aware. So, the fact that this is here and you think, oh, well, it's going to be 20 years before it's going to be able to do that efficiently, that's not so.
No, the artificial intelligence basically didn't work for the last 70 or so years that we've been trying to do it. Now it's making real inroads. And part of the reason for that is the availability of huge amounts of data for AI to study. It will study like millions of photos and work out what a cat looks like from any angle, that sort of thing. And also the processing power and the cheapness of it. Those three factors combined means that AI is really taking off. And increasingly, new technologies will be developed by existing technologies. The technology will beget itself. And therefore the rate of change will actually accelerate, in my view.
That was very James Mason, for those of you who remember the actor who played God many times. Will technology will beget further technology? Yeah, this wonderful voice. But that's a whole other story. Another item from Google, just time for this. The Google Clips camera. Right. This is a camera that uses AI, artificial intelligence, to recognize people and then decides for itself, this is exactly what we're talking about, the march of technology. It decides by itself when to record short videos without your intervention. I think that is so creepy.
I think it's creepy as well. I mean, they're saying that families can capture unique moments. They don't have to get the camera out. The camera will know when it needs to be gotten out, as it were.
Yeah, but they should decide.
Yes, the number of things that as human beings we will decide upon in the future are, in my view, will be somewhat restricted. I think it's creepy, and also it takes the creativity, human creativity. I mean, you can say the machine is being creative, but our creativity is now not required. Look, I think that one thing about this, of course, is, you know, it's a fixed angle. It can't move around the room and to get the right angles. But
at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment, yes, at the moment. But there we are. And just very quickly, Google Pixel 2 phones released their new high-end smartphone, got the Google Assistant in it, got the squeezy edge, so you could, the edges are pressure sensitive, so you can squeeze it and activate, for example.
Has it got a bezel?
It's not got much of a bezel. It's almost, you're getting good at this, Howard.
No, sorry. You see, I know the questions to ask and when to ask them. Okay.
Yeah. So this is, again, I think an HTC development. More space for the battery. The clever trick, the camera is good. They've managed to get this, the blurred background effect, what they call bokeh effect. That's achieved by other cameras using two camera lenses in one photo. This one does it using artificial intelligence. Can you see the theme running through this? And does it with one camera.
I think it's all very worrying. Clever. Everything you buy is obsolete the moment you get it home. Febzy, if people want to connect with you and get tech advice, shoot the breeze with you, do all that stuff that they do every week, how do they do that then?
Please come and say hello on Twitter. It's @GadgetDetective. It'd be lovely to, as you say, shoot the breeze.
Thanks, Febzy. Gets up at the crack of dawn to do this every week. Technology news here at BBC Radio Berkshire exclusively.